Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic today, accepting customers as they are.
Well, this is important to do because not only does it help your sales, but it helps your own mental health if you don't get frustrated every time a customer does something that you don't like. I think in any relationship, it's important to think about accepting somebody as they are.
Everyone has idiosyncrasies, and sometimes they may be frustrating for you as the salesperson.
Bill, you were telling me earlier today about a sales rep you know, and your company gives him all the challenging customers because he's so good at handling them.
Yes, he's very good at just dealing with things as they come and not getting frustrated. I was with him at an in-house training meeting, and while we were there, he kept getting emails and text from this new account. And I was just surprised he was just dealing with it as they come, even though we were trying to deal with a training meeting.
Well, I can see why your company gave him these challenging customers. So what tools do you think he uses to meet these customers without getting frustrated?
Well, I think he embraced mindfulness, whether he was aware of it or not. But he just took things in stride, and he just went about handling the training function that we were dealing with, as well as the customer. So Joy, what are some mindfulness techniques that individuals could use when they're dealing with a challenging customer?
Well, I think first and foremost is accepting the customer for who they are, because you're not going to change their fundamental personality traits. So rather than get frustrated every time you get another query from them, in this case, say that's just who this customer is. So I think acceptance goes a long way.
My mind goes to the person that's trying to cut you off on the road. You don't understand why they're cutting you off, but it's frustrating, and that often can turn to road rage. So accepting things as they're coming at you is very important.
That's true. Meet the customer as they are, and remember, you cannot always control what happens outside of yourself, but what you can control is your response.
Excellent.
And with that, if you like our podcast,
tell your friends.
And please subscribe and stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up next. And please don't do this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention. This meditation is designed to help you accept the fact that your mind will likely wander as you focus on the breath. So let's start by taking a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column and without changing the position of your head or your neck. Gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. You may want to notice the length of your inhale and the length of your exhale without changing anything. Just notice. And if your mind wanders away from your breath, that's okay. See if you can just accept the wanderings of the mind and gently bring your attention back to your breath. Noticing the coolness of the air as you breathe in and its warmth as you breathe out. noticing your chest rising and falling with each breath. As much as you can, focus on your breath, not forcing your attention on your breath, but just keeping your attention gently on your breath moving in and out of your body. And again, if your mind wanders, just accept the fact that the mind will wander and gently bring your attention back to your breath again and again and again. And then slowly bringing your awareness back to your surroundings and opening your eyes. And know that you have the ability to pause at most any time and bring your attention to just one breath to interrupt the wanderings of the mind and instead bring your attention to the present moment.